Donald Trump seized a lot of attention yesterday when he proposed that Muslims be banned from entering the United States. President Obama has taken a very different approach. In a speech Sunday night, the president spoke of Muslims as allies. He said he wants them to help root out extremist ideology. NPR's Tom Jelton asked some American Muslims what they think.
Palestinian-American activist Linda Sarsour works with the Black Lives Matter movement and other minority groups. She's firmly committed to interfaith cooperation. But she was a bit offended by President Obama's message to Muslims.
We would never ask any other faith community to stand up and condemn acts of violence committed by people within their groups. And the fact that this is only directed at the Muslim community is something that I personally can't accept.
In his Sunday night message, the president did say Muslim Americans should not be treated differently. But administration officials are not retreating from their request that Muslims assist in counterterrorism efforts. Speaking at a mosque outside Washington yesterday, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said he'll keep defending American Muslims from discrimination, but then he asked for something in return.
It is an ask of the people in this room and all Muslims across this country.
Terrorist groups, he said, are seeking to pull your youth into the pit of violent extremism.
Help us to help you stop this.
Muslim leaders have heard this before. Shahed Amanullah, a Muslim American entrepreneur with Silicon Valley connections, has worked with the U.S. government on combating online extremism. But he says it's unrealistic to expect Muslims to deal with violent people in their midst.
We're not law enforcement officials. We are community members and Americans like everybody else. And we should have the same relationship with law enforcement that anybody else does, which is if we see something, we say something. To expect us to kind of be on the front lines without having a capacity or support, it's just not, it wouldn't be productive with any community.
Amanullah says the key to combating extremist ideology is for Muslims to become more socially and culturally integrated. We're still trying to find our footing, he says, in terms of what it means to be Muslim American. Ahmed Hassi is an immigrant from Afghanistan, now living in Philadelphia. He agrees it's his duty to confront extremism when he sees it, but not because he's a Muslim.
I've been living in this country for 25 years. We are first American, then Afghan. This is our duty to protect this country.
Among the Muslim community leaders who have been asked before to cooperate with law enforcement is Bassam Issa. He's president of the Islamic Society of Greater Chattanooga in Tennessee. That's where a Muslim shot and killed four Marines and a sailor at two military facilities.
When that happened, we contacted each other more often, and we've been working together very closely. They know anything they want from us, they've always gotten, and we will always be there for them.
The shooting in Chattanooga was a turning point for the local Muslim community there, ushering in closer relations with the police. The San Bernardino shootings may be something of a game changer as well. Among those discussing extremism yesterday with Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson was Bob Morrow, a local Muslim leader.
As the community, we can see these people close up. And if you're seeing something which is looking a little bit out of character, maybe the time has now come for somebody to say something to somebody else.
Bob Morrow, he chairs the Government Relations Committee at the All Dulles Area Muslim Society outside Washington. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.